Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. We all want to serve Hashem in the best way possible, but do our actions live up to those intentions? And if they don't, for which are we credited, what we want to do or what we intended to do? This question is addressed by Rabbi Daniel Korobkin, translator of an acclaimed edition of the Kuzari. In this shiur, is Judaism a religion of deed or creed? From Rabbi Korobkin's series on Kuzari.
In the Chizdai letters, the story is that Bulan, this king of the Khazars, was visited in a dream by an angel. And all that story tells us is that the function of the angel was to first bless King Bulan, and then secondly, the angel urged him, follow the commandments of God. And in that story, the angel appeared to Bulan exactly twice. First time to bless him, the second time to exhort him to follow God's commandments. Now let's take a look at the way Rabbi Yehuda Halevi embellishes the story. He first puts the following words into the mouth of the angel who appears to Bulan for the first time, telling him as follows. And I'm just reading from the Ibn Tibbon Hebrew translation from the original Arabic. He tells him, Kavanascha ritzuya etzel habore, your intentions are desirable to your creator, aval ma'asecha einam ritzuyim, but your deeds are not desirable to your creator. And Rabbi Yehuda Halevi then writes, and I'm quoting, the king had become deeply engrossed in the Khazar religion, to the point where he himself would administer in the Khazar shrines and tend to the sacrifices, which he did with a full heart. But whenever he would become involved with these rites, he would be visited in a dream at night by the angel, who would continually tell him, Kavanascha ritzuya etzel habore, your intent is desirable, but your deeds are not. Now this kind of recurring dream, the way that Rabbi Yehuda Halevi describes it, is not part of the original story as it appears in the Chasdai letters. So it gives us reason to conclude that there's something in this narrative that Rabbi Yehuda Halevi is trying to bring out as a lesson. As we get more into the Kuzari, we will discover a very important aspect of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi's view of what the Torah is all about. What we actually do with our lives is much important than how we think. That is, if we wanted to put it in another way, Judaism is a religion primarily of deed and not of creed. How I behave in my life is of paramount importance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah, and secondarily, and perhaps not as much importance at all, is placed upon what my thoughts are and how I develop my intellect. Now, this is quite a bold statement, since many rabbis who were contemporaries of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi and came after him have taken an almost opposite approach to Yahadus. Consider the Rambam, Maimonides, who felt that so much are one's beliefs and thoughts crucial for one's spiritual well-being that he presented 13 principles of faith that are vital for every Jew to keep in the forefront of his mind in order to not be labeled an apikores. An apikores is an individual who, according to the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, has forfeited his share in the world to come. And for the Rambam, this is sort of the foundation of all of Judaism, that if you're an apikores, it's because you don't have certain intellectual perfections in your mind. You don't have certain ideas that are in the forefront of your mind, and that is what makes you completely disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But for Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, it is one's behavior, that is, it's one's mitzvah observance, that is really the main thing. It's really what God is primarily interested in from every single Jew.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.